Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Our halftime scores and highlights, by the way, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Again, we had a couple of finals from earlier this week. Canyon Lake beat Lampasas 42-34, and New Braunfels over New Braunfels Canyon. That score was 42-35. These next scores I'm going to give you are either at halftime or very late in the second quarter. Brownwood and Giddings, they're all tied up at 14. Lake Travis all over Hayes tonight, 36-7. That's with about 6 minutes left to play in the first half. It was San Marcos over McCollum, 35-7 is the score in that one. Dripping Springs look like they're going to remain undefeated, 21-0 so far over Seguin tonight. Lehman Vista Ridge, this kind of a surprising score, 14-all in the second quarter. Lehman has already won two games this year, and they didn't win any games last year, so Lehman Lobo's doing a good job. Bernie all over Bandera, 34-0. Again, the Texans will be playing at Bernie next week and at Bandera in 2 weeks, so Texans fans certainly interested in that game. Navarro shutting out Refugio. That score 14-0 in a battle of two of the best teams in the state of Texas. Boy, Navarro's going to be a handful when we play those guys later this year. And Burnett all over Llano again in the second quarter by a score of 29-0. Again, our scores and highlights brought to you each and every week by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have more of our halftime homecoming festivities coming your way after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. Knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. Living on the edge. Living on the edge. Living on the edge. Something wrong with the world today. The light bulb's getting dim. There's meltdown in the sky. If you can judge a wise man by the color of his skin, then mister, you're a better man.
Yeah.
Folks, welcome back to Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Let's throw it out to the field now and let you enjoy some of these festivities. They're introducing the kings and the queens and that sort of thing, and they're getting ready to make the big, big announcement. So enjoy, everybody.
First meal, this man, first in the nation goal. First major activities include football, soccer, and Leo Club. His future plans include wanting to be a rock star. The third nominees are Johnny Watson and Mario Mayhew. Mario is the daughter of Mary Lee, thank you, Leo Palmer. Mario's major activities include cheer, diving, Leo Club, and theater. Junior State Team of America and National Honor Society. Ariel's future plans include becoming a world famous pediatric orthopedic surgeon and solve the economic divide in pediatric prosthetic availability. Bobby Watson is the son of Beth and Rob Mueller and Ron Shannon Watson. Bobby's major teams include North Star Theater, Cross Country, Leo Club President, National Honor Society, and Senior Class Officer. Bobby's future plans include joining two of the college. Our final nominee for Team Cobra, Eddie Warner, Miss Warnway. Our lady is the daughter of Tyra Warner and Tyree and Oakie Dewar. Warner made your activities for the varsity cheer, tumbleweed coach, and loves to make art. Warner's future plans include going to a college and majoring in business and advertising and pursuing a career in art. Eddie is the son of Edward and Deanna Warner. Eddie's major activities include fishing, watching the show Fisher Upper, cooking, and spending time with family. Eddie's future plans include going to school for pursuing a degree in engineering school and playing college football. Our crown security team this year, Brian Lambert, daughter of coaches Wes and Lacey Lambert, Kinsley DeMarco, daughter of coach Josh and Kim DeMarco, and Josie Valentine, daughter of Jason and Carrie Valentine. Crowning this year's King Clinton is Student Council President Zoe Thomas. 2015 Queen Mendels entered the attending Colorado School of Mines, where she was pursuing her degree in mechanical engineering and was unable to attend. The 2015 King, Bishop Joe Bishop, is attending Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, where he's pursuing a degree in business and was also not able to attend. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. Your homecoming team for 2016 is Mr. Bobby Watson. And it's 2016. Wimberly High School homecoming queen is Miss Tia Calhoun. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 16 homecoming court of your king and queen. Congratulations to the entire board.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson as the halftime festivities kind of wind up. Jared, homecoming is a special night for all these kids, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you see how often do you see the football players get to come out of the locker room, have a chance to come out here and, you know, pose, take some pictures, do some different things. We see Ben Garza down there. We see number 75, Eddie Warner. Looks like also there's another gentleman down there. I can't see his name. Looks like maybe Curtis Bingle on the far left.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's always a special time. Some of these football players get to come out there. We'd like to congratulate the king and the queen, and Mr. Bobby Watson and Miss Tatum Calhoun are the 2016 homecoming king and queen for the Wimberley Texans. And we got the rest of the football team here swinging out of field house over here on the left. And, you know, going in 24-6 into the second half, they're pumped up. They're ready to go. Homecoming's wrapping up, and they're ready to get back to some football.
Well, we're almost ready to get back to some football as well. Let's take this brief timeout, Jared, and remind everyone, you're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit wimberleyview.com or call 512-858-4163.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.